You're tuned to Capital Bureau 1.7 FM and Capital Digital. The time now is just gone 8.5 minutes past seven. And at 7:10 on the 7:10 Express, we were expecting, of course, Dave, and Dave's already here. So there's no reason why we shouldn't get an early start, because Dave has a lot of material, I'm sure, to get through. So good morning, Dave. How are you, mate?
I'm doing well, thanks, Steele.
Yeah, it's been a while, actually, since you were here, hasn't it?
Been a while since I've sat down and talked to you, but I don't think it's been so long since I've been in the studio.
We know you're here on Tuesdays. You're here tomorrow. But so what's been going on in the world of Rotary?
Now, there's quite a lot been going on, but there's more being planned. Put some stuff up on the board last week. The next big event is called the Epic Day of Service. Now, this is a program which has been pulled out around the world. And they're asking for Rotary to lead it, pulling the public in to do a day of service somewhere around. And I know the Rotary clubs in this area are looking at doing some clean-up on the river. And you know, we're talking to the Melville City Council, and they're doing their part, and they're helping us with all sorts of things. And we're appealing to the public to come in and help us, because the whole thing is that to show that the public in the world is still interested in serving mankind. So that's one that's coming up. But I'm working on a really interesting program at the moment, which will coincide with the World Peace Day on the September 21. And that is a peace rally. A peace rally that we're hoping will be taken in every state of Australia, both islands of New Zealand and the South Pacific Islands. And we're asking the public to join us in a rally for peace, peace in the world. Rotary has a very strong association with peace. They were one of the organisations that were responsible for the United Nations being formed back then. And they still continue with that. And we have peace scholars. And there is 8 universities around the world that Rotary provides peace scholarships for. And we have around about 78 peace scholars at any one time in universities studying peace, and which culminates with them all debating peace in the United Nations headquarters in New York. So wherever there's usually a dispute somewhere, it's somewhere involved is a Rotarian who looks at starting to the peace talks. And I know that we'd love them to do that at the moment, but we're not sure where we're going in this world with peace, but we need to sort of start to get that movement going around the world to get back to where we were so that we can live in a comfortable society.
And what about Dave Barton? He sounds like he's keeping himself very busy.
Yeah, I'm pretty busy at the moment. I accepted a role of as a director of Rotary South Pacific, which
I don't imagine you're under a lot of stress.
No, well, there's a young lady, Asisha Devi, in Fiji, and she's looking after the South Pacific Islands for us at the moment. She's doing a really great job down there. And we have people in New Zealand and in every state of Australia helping out. It's a massive task. We're trying to reshape Rotary in a lot of ways, and reshape the way Rotary does business in the South Pacific region. We realised, a bit like this radio station, that we've been around a long time, and things have to change. because if they don't change, the next generation's not going to be there.
Yeah, well, you raise a good point. And I think with all the service industries, they're very much aware of that, aren't they?
Yep.
So it's something we all have to. And capital coming through it too. They want to do a complete analysis of course, where we are and where we should be.
Yep.
And that sort of stuff, you know, really. And also I meant to ask you about the Open Day. That's on again this year too, isn't it?
30th of August.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be the Wireless Hill Festival.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be bigger than last year.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be the Wireless Hill Festival incorporating the Capital Community Radio
mm-hmm.
Open Day.
Mm-hmm. Well, that'd be great.
So we're looking at a bigger event. We're looking at food trucks and making it a complete go of a day for kids and families up here on Wireless Hill.
Because you'd have to say that last year's was very successful, wasn't it?
Last year's was very successful, but we're hoping to make it bigger and better this year.
Oh, actually, you're never satisfied, are you?
Not really. Well, we've got to consider a couple of things. Firstly, we have one of the most innovative radio stations in Western Australia here at Capital.
Oh, yes. Yeah, okay.
It's in an iconic location,
oh, yeah.
which, unfortunately, so many people don't know and don't understand.
Mm.
And the history behind this radio station. And one of the things that we're looking at doing when we're just trying to get council permission is because of the history of here and the history of this location during the war, we'd like to put a peace pole up here and have it so that we can people can come up here and reflect.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, we know we've got the statues of soldiers and things like that, all cards and artwork up here with soldiers. But this was very much a very important instrument during the last war for communication, and we now need to make it a remembrance point for peace and peace around the world.
It's quite suitable, really, that another little radio station operates from here, picking up from where it began from, you know, and you'd be surprised. Well, of course, that was our first link to the eastern states, you know, this radio station here. And, of course, radio in those days and transmitters were enormous things. You know, they had a big room full of them next door of all sorts of gear, amplifiers and codexes and things. And, of course, up with a big aerial and blasted out as fast as they can. And certainly ships in that used to depend on it out to sea, you know. So,
well, this was the communications headquarters.
Yeah, exactly.
And down the bottom of Cunningham Street, there was a jetty, and it was called German Jetty.
It was.
And the reason why is because to bring all the telecommunications or the radio aerials and everything for this, they brought it up the river and then unloaded it at that jetty and then brought it up Cunningham Street and up Hickey Street up into the radio station here. And so the whole area, there's a history all around this area of what we did during the war.
Mm.
And of course there's the radio museum still over next door to us. So.
Mm-hmm.
Look, it's an iconic venue and we really need to make it, and we need to make this radio station the centre point of this iconic area.
Well, we have no ambitions of making this the centre only radio station in Perth. I mean, there's many, many, many of them, but we are, to some people, the only radio station we are. And whilst we have that, I just think we just need to fine-tune a little bit for some of the younger generation, which is 1 to 60. There's two-thirds of them are listeners. And that's a lot, and you can't dismiss them. So, I think we just have a little adjustment to make, and we can be even better. If that's possible.
It is possible. But one of the things that I've been looking at on a national basis is that because of my involvement here at Capital and the fact that the Rotary Clubs of Rotary Community Group 1 have all been got involved in helping out and working with the radio station, we've created a partnership with the station, that we're looking at saying, well, there is community radio stations across Australia, banned across New Zealand.
Mm.
And we are going to, we are recommending and trying to get Rotary clubs around Australia and New Zealand to partner up with radio stations all the way around, and if possible, then link those radio stations together so that we, the community, we make the radio stations a community within themselves. And they can share ideas and they can share anecdotes, but also they can, the Rotary clubs can then get in the system.
Well, I mean, just from a music point of view, there's many agencies and things that people can access now for just music. But you'd like to think that if you're listening to the sort of music you like through a local radio station that needs that support and you enjoy it, then why put up with the crickle, snap and pop on online stuff, and you know, often the quality of it is suspect. I can tell you here at 101.7 FM that the quality of our audio, what it is going out there, what it as it should, is superb. And you know, some people just like to listen to it like that. You try to listen to an online program or music through a upmarket type of stereo system, it just doesn't sound right, does it?
It doesn't sound right.
Mm.
But you know, there's so much. There's one word within this, what we say, is community.
Mm.
This is a community radio station.
Mm.
And I look at some of the people who work in this station all voluntarily, but there's some great experience and some great knowledge amongst the people who are working here.
But as you say, community, Dave, that means everyone.
It does mean everyone. And we have universities where we have students. And I'm looking at the fact that the Rotary Club of Melville last year, in association with the Melville Chamber of Commerce, we were working with the School of Business, and we were mentoring students in that area. And I look at the fact that why don't we just then go into the School of Media? And why can't we link the School of Media in with Capital Community Radio and Rotary, and offer the same sort of service to them, and even getting them to do some bits and pieces for us on the radio station?
Well, you know, we're all for it, younger people. Of course, our minimum age is 18, of course. And we do have a couple of younger ones that are starting out, and, you know, they're greatly encouraged, because we have to look at who comes after. Some people's attitude is, well, I don't care who comes after me. Well, I'm going, I don't care. Well, you know, that's I'm not saying it's a normal type thought process, but it is a thought process that's fairly common. But we like to think that when you leave something, or certainly when I leave Capital, that it's in a better position than it was when I started here. You like to think that.
You like to leave something for your children and grandchildren as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dave, it's always good speaking to you. Of course, we don't catch up enough to get all the up-to-date news from you, but we'll change that when we get back. When we get back, we'll have you in a little more regularly, and we can have our little chats.
Yeah, not a problem.
And we can keep ourselves up-to-date as to what's going on, as certainly as we head in towards August. That won't be that far away, gee whiz. We can start promoting, of course, the Open Day event.
Yes.
And you can give us some updates on what you've got planned and, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to crank the people up that are working on that committee.
Volunteers and committees in any organisations are almost exactly the same.
Yeah, there's some good people in that system, and they've got their hearts in the right place. And I was talking to Graham Jenke from the Friends of Wireless Hill last week, and you know, they're very keen, and they're saying that August the 30th, the wildfire should be out again this year, which would be really good, and the place should be picturesque, an ideal place to come.
Well, it is. It's a beautiful place, and I count myself lucky that we're here. And it's just that little bit of, I don't know, a little bit of paradise right in the middle of a busy city. And it just sits here, and you know what I mean? And you can't even hear any traffic going around the circuit. It's really quite fantastic. Well, look, thanks again, Dave. And I know you've got other appointments coming up. Being a busy man, you have to run out of here. So, look, it's always good to speak to you, and we'll be speaking again a long time before August, rest assured.
Mm-hmm. As long as you have a good break beforehand.
Yeah, well, I'm going to try. Either a good break or a break me, one of the two, mate. Yeah, I will see you later, mate.
Okay, catch you.
Bye.